Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is conducting 12 30-minute interviews with local residents in the Harvey area. The series is called Your Stories, Our Community. The volunteers that have agreed to be interviewed come from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences. The recorded interviews will be played on HCR 96.5 FM twice per week over a 12-week period, and the local audio content preserved as a historical recording for future generations. HCR 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support for the project provided by Albemarle and the Shire of Harvey.
And you're listening to Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. I'm Leslie, and I have a special guest in the studio today. Special guest, what is your full name and where were you born?
My name is Olive Lorraine Wallum. I was born in Harvey.
And what cultural heritage do you identify with, Olive?
I'm Aboriginal.
Yes, she's Aboriginal. And folks, she's also my little sister. So yay, Ollie. Right. Can you describe what country, which you've already done that, so you're here, and this country that we're on is?
Binjarab country.
Yeah, we're on Binjarab country, Noongar Boodja. What was it like when you were growing up?
I was born in Harvey, but we lived in Pinjalee most of my childhood. So it was, to me, it was awesome. I loved being there because we had a lot of family around us pretty much every day and night, and our parents were good with us. They made sure we all came home before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we was too busy out there playing, eh? Mm-hmm. And what was Mum always doing? That signal, that one sound. That we had a special whistle, didn't we?
Yeah. I think I inherited that whistle when my children were growing up.
So have I. So it goes down to generations, that little whistle.
Yeah.
Going on with that, describe your family arrangements growing up and where you said, which was in Pinjalee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So do you still have family members in that place, in Pinjalee?
Yes, we still have family members there, a few cousins. Most of the ones that we grew up with, they're still there, so we go and visit every now and then, or they come down and see us.
Mm.
So we still keep in touch with each other.
Yeah, and that's the wonderful thing about going back to a place where you grew up.
Yes.
And still have relatives living there still.
Yes.
So, yeah, what were your general memories of being a child in that place?
In Pinjalee, well, after school sometimes or on the weekends, me and my sister Leslie, yourself, we and a cousin or a few cousins of us, we'd go up to farmers' properties and get jilgies or mushrooms. And our dad used to send us with a little billy for some tea or something like that. So it was good, good memories.
What other childhood memories?
Sports day was a good memory. Well, when we had to do training, all of us kids, we just made our own little training thing in the bush out of bamboo sticks and an old car mattress.
Oh, that was for the high jumps, wasn't it?
Yeah. Had our own little racing track with our bikes, made our own tracks in the bush. Mm. Tag teams, I think it was.
Ah, I remember them well. Oh, that's a song. those great childhood memories. Because Pinjalee is different to, you know, Harvey, what smells and sounds and what was the countryside like?
Well, the thing that comes to my mind is the smell of hay when the wheat gets cut, or when we're going for swims, you can just smell the water in the air because it's dry up that way sometimes. So you know when there's a water hole close, so you can smell it.
Mm-hmm.
When we used to go for our walks through the bush.
What about the trees, particular trees?
Well, the most thing that I remember is at our grandmother's place, she had a few, what were those trees called?
In the front?
Yeah.
Lucerne.
Lucerne trees, yeah. Mm. You don't see them much down this way.
No.
So I think they're pretty much all up that way.
Yeah.
I remember the little white flowers that used to come out, and grandmother would growl at us if we was climbing in her trees.
Favourite places to be. Yeah, so the childhood memories, and was it a happy time?
Yes, it was a very happy time because our grandmother and Pop used to stay up near the bush, and Pop used to take us up the bush. He had his own little golf track along the bush there. Had his, I don't know what it was, 9 holes or four, five holes.
Depending on how he was feeling that day, eh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, childhood memories, happy smells, happy times, being with family, all good times.
Yeah, that was the best thing because we all had family wherever we go, whichever house we went to, it was family.
Mm. So, in saying that about where you grew up, what was the things you missed the most?
What, now or then?
Now.
Now. Well, now it's a lot of old folks have gone, and but thinking about that, a lot of the memories that they shared with us when we was kids, it's good to remember those things because you have a good laugh and cry thinking about those times.
Yeah, as you said, a lot of the oldies are gone. So do you go back there every now and again to visit?
Yeah, I do go back there. I do a round trip every now and then, go and visit all the family, kids and the old fellas.
And how does that make you feel when you go back?
Well, it makes me feel good because when I come home back to Harvey, after doing those round trips, I feel like I've achieved something and my heart feels good because I've went and seen family.
Okay, so is this heading into why you picked this particular song, how it makes you feel?
Oh, yeah, this old town. Well, this old town to me, it means a lot of memories that come flooding back through my mind about the towns that I lived in, especially Pingerley because that's where I grew up, and Harvey is my hometown. Pingerley was my dad's country. My mum's country, and Harvey's mum's dad's country.
Okay, and
that's a good song that I think I chose.
So, going into a little bit of break, we'll be coming back with Olive, and we're going into This Old Town by Goanna.
Lost and found, is to the homeless child that's homeward bound, is to the memories that money can't buy, and is to the spirit that never dies. Same. Even though things never change, we're still here hiding in the heat and the haze. Miss you, brother, all our days.
And we're back with my special studio guest, Olive Lorraine Wollum. Now, Olive, do you speak your cultural language?
I do know a few words, but I don't speak it openly. I just use some words at home or when I'm around family.
Like you did as kids?
Yeah.
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 So, like you're just saying, you'd mostly speak it at home and around family. What does your cultural language and heritage mean to you?
It means a lot to me because sometimes when I'm in the shops or wherever we go, there are other cultures speaking their own language with each other, and it sounds like, you know, good to hear them talking their own language in this diverse country.
Mm.
So
multicultural, aren't we?
Multicultural, yeah. It's good, yeah. I like listening to different cultures, but I'd like to hear more of ours. Been spoken openly.
And that's the thing, because a lot of us don't speak it fluently.
It's true.
And mostly because we weren't taught it at school.
Yes, yeah.
Or weren't allowed to speak it at school, actually. We do a lot of stuff at home regarding our culture and our language. How do you preserve it, or how would you preserve our culture, our language?
Well, first thing, I'd love to hear my children and grandchildren speak it openly, freely, and be happy about doing that.
Because we do a lot of it ourselves. Where we are and what we do at home when we listen to music. Do you listen to a lot of Indigenous music?
Yeah, got lot of Indigenous music on my playlist. Not supposed to have those at our age, but
why not
playlists?
Young fellas can't have it all.
Yeah.
Because we grew up in a family that sang and played musical instruments and celebrated that. Mm, so
yeah.
What do we do in town here in our little community to celebrate our cultural background and all of that sort of stuff?
Well, the thing I like is we have our own NAIDOC week, mainly in the town hall, and that shows a lot of our cultural exhibitions. Some of the young fellas bring all their stuff in, and sometimes we have young fellas dancing So it's good. I like it.
Yeah. Showcases what it actually brings it from our home out into community.
Yeah. So it gives the local communities a look at what we do. And, you know, we get a lot of people coming in and they're happy about what they see. And they take it away with them and, you know, talk to other people about what we do in our little towns. And it's good to know that somebody's talking about what we do.
Yeah. And the appreciation, I suppose, of each other getting involved.
That's another thing that family comes involved with all that.
That's it. Have you got any small words or little words that you do say in language or that you would? Or that you would say, you know, in community?
There's one word my dad used to say all the time, well, every now and then, Kambi na Winji.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to figure out what that means.
Kambi na Winji.
Come here or where you're going, I think it's.
Or where you've been.
Yeah.
Where have you been? Yeah, great. Yeah, because those few little words have so much meaning as well. So from a cultural perspective, what are some of the biggest challenges for you living in the Harvey area?
When I think I only went to school year one, might have been year one, I think. That's the only time I went to school here.
You went to year four.
Year four.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a memory that I've got.
Grade four.
Grade four, yes, that's it. Was grade four back then, it's years now.
Yep.
Nah, there hasn't been a lot of challenges, but I think growing up here, we just went with the flow, how things were. Our parents were involved in things in the town. Our grandmother, Nan Ruby Wallum, everybody in town knows who we are and we pretty much know who everybody is. Yeah, it's been good.
And what are some of your favourite reasons for living in Harvey?
When I was a kid. Oh, no, not a kid. When my children were small, I used to love going to the drains, forestry channels. But, yeah, that was I'm glad that I had a chance to let them know what it was like being here when all those channels were still being used. Yeah, that was one of the fun times being in Harvey.
And I think that was so much fun for all the young fellas, everybody in town. And what are some of your hopes and inspirations for the future?
Well, one thing I did like, I think it was a few years back, we had a youth centre for the Harvey community here. I'd like to see something like that happen for the, not just Aboriginal children, for all the local kids of town, just to go and, you know, just sit somewhere where they can catch up with their friends, even with us, whoever's working there.
Yep.
So we get to know each other a little bit more and we can look out for each other, make sure everybody's right there and get off home to where they've got to go safely.
That's it. And they had a safe space.
Yeah, safe space.
It was a lot of fun too, wasn't it?
It was. All the kids enjoyed themselves.
Yep.
Everything that was there for them. I had a bit of feedback from some of the kids since that closed down.
And
some of them been saying, oh, are we going to have another youth centre opening up? I said, it's up to the community, so we'll just have to wait and see.
That's just what a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last song that you've chosen, Flame Trees by Jimmy Barnes, what does this mean to you?
It reminds me of my oldest son. When they were in primary school in Harvey, we used to live over on Anthony Street and it was just myself and my three older children, Kathleen, Anthony and Dwayne. Jimmy Barnes was coming to Bunbury, I think, back in, I can't remember when they was in primary school. And I said to them, I said, do you want to go to watch Jimmy Barnes? And they all just got excited. So I took them in there one night and they just stood up next to the big speakers next to the where he was. Yeah, so that this song, it reminds me of my boy because it was one of his favourite songs.
Okay.
He's passed away now. It's been 16 odd years, I think, since he's gone. But sometimes it just feels like just yesterday.
That's right.
So, yeah, I love this song.
Alrighty, Flame Trees for Anthony. And you're listening to Harvey Community Radio, and it's a pleasure interviewing my young sister, Olive Lorraine Wallum.
The young local factory had a worker, all are just holding hands.